Okay, on to terrestrial matters. This Sunday, a four-hour mini-series on NBC shows us what would happen if the U.S. got hit by the big one, the really big one. But day-to-day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein sees 10.5, as this show's called, as more than just an earthquake disaster drama.
The miniseries story is tailor-made for a 9/11 allegory. It chronicles a squad of government-backed scientists who come to the conclusion that an undiscovered superfault deep underground has triggered seemingly unrelated earthquakes tearing up Seattle and Northern California.
This is a nightmare. Two earthquakes occur 800 miles apart on the same day.
If splitting the destruction into two regions on the same coast doesn't eerily mirror 9/11 enough, surely does attributing their cause to one underground force. It's like Al-Qaeda masquerading as an earthquake. Of all the natural disasters that could provide a stand-in for terrorism, earthquakes do the trick. An earthquake and its aftershocks mimic the pattern of a typical terrorist attack. It's a series of edifice-rattling impacts generated by an unseen force whose timing is difficult to anticipate. Standing in for the World Trade Center and the Pentagon is the Space Needle, seen slamming to the ground like a freshly sawed redwood, and the Golden Gate Bridge, which shimmies as its moorings crumble, emptying its traffic into the water below.
I'm looking at this with my own eyes, and I can't believe it. The bridge is shaking. It's moving.
They are a less subliminal evocation of 9/11, given that both of these landmarks have since been revealed as real-life Al-Qaeda targets. Crammed in rapid-fire succession within NBC's 30-second promotional clips, these images of devastation in 10.5 seem like marvelous exercises in computer graphics. The tectonic shifts on display shake urban sprawl off the Earth's surface like bathwater off a wet dog. But placed at hourly intervals within the actual miniseries, they do little more than break up rather monotonous storylines that follow different people whose lives are all affected by the earthquakes. From the absentee father reconnecting with his alienated daughter, to the overworked doctor who learns to make time for his frazzled wife, each storyline peddles one of the media's most precious post-9/11 pieties. Tragedy is a nifty reminder of the importance of family. 10.5 presents the earthquake as a massive group therapy session, if Dr. Phil could disguise himself in drag as Mother Nature. Counterintuitive as it might seem, science fiction has long been television's preferred vehicle for dealing with national traumas. By cloaking thorny issues in the surreal surroundings of outer space or other dimensions, the genre has offered a metaphorical window through which viewers could grapple with social upheavals too disturbing for direct attention. The Twilight Zone, Star Trek, even silly sitcoms like My Favorite Martian addressed racism and civil rights. The supernaturally endowed protagonists of Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie brought feminist concerns to the masses. 10.5 follows in this tradition. But just because it's about earthquakes doesn't make it groundbreaking television.
Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter and reviews it for Day to Day. 10.5 airs beginning Sunday night on NBC.